The next patient is Nancy Price. The last name is P-R-I-C-E. First name, Nancy, N-A-N-C-I-C-Y. Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y. Last name, Price, P-R-I-C-E. Number one, 74-year-old, white female, a patient of Dr. Wood, W-O-O-D. And has a history of arterial hypertension and had a Doppler ultrasound suggestion of renal artery stenosis period. The patient was referred to interventional radiologist, Dr. Benny, B-E-N-N-I-E, who indeed was able to determine that there was a more than 75% stenosis of the left renal artery, and it was treated with stenting. Period. After the procedure, the patient developed a profound hypotension, and there was a rapid response calling the hospital. The patient was given IV fluids, and the blood pressure went up to normal, period. In talking to a patient, this is not the first time that this patient has this type of hypotension episodes. And she has the sensation that she is going to pass out. In any event, the patient was recommended to continue with their Besartan and the administration of diazide every other day. The blood pressure, the diastolic, has been slightly elevated, as well as the systolic. And the recommendation at this time is to take 3.25 milligrams of carvedilol every 12 hours on top of the irbesartan and diazide, period. Number two, essential hypertension. I've discussed above. Following number, hyponatremia. The patient has a regular sodium intake and the fluid restriction, and the latest determination of the serum sodium that was done on the 12th of March of 2024 was 137. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without any manifestations at the present time. Following number, the near syncopal episode that has to be evaluated by cardiology and or neurology. The patient plans to go back to North Carolina, and I wrote a note with the recommendation of the evaluation by the different specialists. The patient will be back in November of 2024.